enunciate with ACB Radio. I might record this. Is that okay? I will record this. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. And you are?
I am Barbara Emmett, and I'm with marketing of Guideline Hemp Guide.
Okay, Barbara. Now, how does this work?
Okay, now,
everything seems to be in use right here.
Oh, okay. Guy is a device that uses infrared technology to detect objects.
Okay.
So within 4 feet. It fits into your hand easily, in the palm of your hand.
Okay.
The on and off switch is right under your thumb. It has two modes. You're pulling it towards you. You chose the audio mode. So it's chirping, and it's chirping fast because I'm near you.
Okay.
If you leave it, that's the vibration mode that goes forward. It's vibrating fast because I'm near you.
Okay.
If I back away.
Oh, now you're further away. Oh, now you disappeared. Okay, now you're back.
Less fast, actually.
Oh, okay.
I went like this. So as I back away, it goes slower. If I step out of its path,
it disappears.
Doesn't vibrate anymore,
right?
Because there's no object to detect. It's designed to be used with the cane because the infrared technology will not detect stairs and it will not detect glass. So this is information in addition to the cane to help you navigate, find openings. With the cane, if you're using it, you can you use a sweeping motion. So if your cane isn't forward, you can use it sideways.
Okay.
If you use your cane, let's say within 2 feet, 2.5 feet, it will detect 4 feet ahead, so it will tell you what's coming up,
right,
perhaps for your cane. One of our testers lives in Philadelphia. He uses his cane as he goes down the city sidewalk, and he takes the guideline hand guide, and he scans to the left, and it tells him where the buildings are, and he scans to the right, and it tells him where the parked cars are, so that he can navigate the sidewalk a bit more easily. He needs his cane to detect the curb. So when he gets to the corner, to detect the curb. You can also use it, let's say, at shoulder height, and if you scan, you know, like this, it will tell you that maybe something your cane hasn't detected on the ground.
Has anybody used it much for guide dogs, for overheads?
None of our testers have guide dogs. Our testers all have canes. But it works with a guide dog in the same fashion. It would not substitute for a guide dog. But the guide dog would be maybe at most 2 feet in front of you because they travel very close to your side. And this would tell you things that are coming up beyond your guide dog. If you also used it left and right, it tells you what's beside the dog and what's on your other side. So it helps. It can also help you, you know, guide along.
One of the things that blind people seem to run into a lot are signs with the center pole. So the cane misses the pole and the sign is in front of you and crash. I'm assuming this will be good to avoid that sort of thing. It would help.
It will help detect it, but learning the scanning technique is more important the narrower the object. So a human being is a wider object. So as you're scanning from left to right, there's more space in a human being because of the width to detect. It will detect the pole, but the slightest motion takes it beside the pole. As you learn to use the device, then you start to realize, whoa, lost that object already, and you start to realize that the slightest movement causes you to then lose the pole, and you start to realize it's a very narrow object. So it will detect it, but if you're scanning rapidly and you're not paying attention, you'll miss it, because the moment you move the device sideways, it's scanning a different area. But it will detect it.
And what sort of power does it use?
It uses two AA batteries. The unit comes with two of them. We have the battery cover is actually screwed onto the back so that if it's dropped, the cover won't come off and the batteries won't go flying. And it consequently comes with a small screwdriver to be able to screw those things in. It also comes with a belt clip. Women, it easily fits into a pocket. It also goes into a purse. It comes with a wrist strap so that, like, if you're using it but you want to stop and, let's say, fill out a form to enter our free drawing to win one, you can let it dangle then from your wrist, fill out the form, and then just, you know, immediately pick it back up from your wrist.
And as far as pricing goes, what price?
It's $159.99, and that is our advanced ordering price because we actually won't have the devices available to ship until September. In September, it will probably go up mid-September to $20 to $179.99. So right now, the advanced ordering price is $159.99.
Great. And do you have a website?
We do. Guideline-technologies.com.
Does he have any questions more?
You can't hide this in your pocket and let it go through your cloth of your coat or anything.
Well, you could, but it won't. The only problem is that it's not going to be at the correct angle.
Right.
So, like, you would hold your cane so that your cane is detecting the ground. Mm-hmm. This you would not hold that way because you would always get the vibration that it was detecting ground. So it wouldn't be telling you if something's in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the reasons this has to be used, it can't be attached to a cane, is that the movement is different. Where you're trying to detect would also be different.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if it's in your pocket, it's going to be detecting ground or ceiling and not really helpful information to you.
Have you tried hand guide?
No.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And it was nice to meet you, Barbara.
It was nice meeting you, too. Thank you.